If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair.
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not. No, that's not.
Wait.
That's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Tuesday.
Hello, Leroy.
What's happening?
How are you, man?
I'm still loving the stories for your trip. Because you know what? I picture myself in that situation, right? And I picture my wife, you know, taking her little towel and folding
it over. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm just staring at her. I'm like, this is what we doing?
Right. It was. Anytime you go to a place and they're like, set menu, you're like, oh, boy.
You know what? I like going to weddings and stuff when they ask you chicken or steak. Because I don't like events where the food is almost already prepared.
Right.
When you sit down and they're just waiting for everybody to sit down so they can bring it out, mm-hmm. because it's not as fresh as you would normally, you know, have it. So I always worry about those things. Your story. Oh. I would have lost my mind.
It was terrible. It was the only thing that was terrible, though, because, like, most part, this resort that I went to, this Ashkrat, however you pronounce it, it was amazing. Like, the whole place was amazing, looked amazing. It was all-inclusive. The buffet there was incredible. They got a person there customly making tacos all the time. Delicious. I mean, they just, and you know, it was fantastic. But then... So, and then we went one night to the hibachi. The hibachi guy gave us more steak than we could handle. It was amazing.
Oh, hibachi.
Amazing. Yeah, it was amazing. Good.
Every one of these all-inclusive resorts have to have
hibachi.
Have a hibachi.
This guy, I got to tell you, he was the Magic Johnson of hibachi. He was incredible. He had magic tricks. He could do the spinny whirly thing. He could do the spinny whirly thing. Like, you know, most of these, I'm not going to, you know, most of these Benihana or Saito's, they got a routine. They got three tricks. This guy's worked on his craft. He could do the spin between fingers.
So he had OTAs?
Flip, yeah. He could do the fake yo-yo pass with the fork. I was like, whoa, that got a little close. But he's got extra fire and pyrotechnics. He was impressive. So good morning, Brittany, by the way.
Good morning.
But the last day, I'm always like, I want to go to the dinner and the show. I'm like, oh, okay. Everything else has been delicious here. Sounds great. And they're like, set menu. I was like, all right. You know, they're going to bring, you know, some beef and mole.
And they mix it up when they say 7-course meal.
Right. They give you like this whole thing, which is basically just they make a salad with a bridge, you know, like, but it's very small. And then like every appetizer is like two bites. Like they put this whole thing. They're like, you get these like little potato ball things, but they're in a basket of sunflower seeds. And I'm like, do we eat the seeds? They're like, don't eat the seeds. Those are decorative. And I'm like, all right, so you're just making filler.
I can picture you right now. Like, you just want to eat stuff. And they're like, no, don't eat the seeds.
Yeah, don't eat the seeds. And so... It was, so then we get to the main course, and it's like this fish, which I like fish, but this fish was so small. It was like, it was like, you know, the size of like a half dollar.
It was like a scallop.
A scallop, but they think that they're doing something to you because they got nine sauces, you know, like a little blah, here's a little yellow here and a little green here. And I'm just like, ugh. And dude, every person must have felt the same way because we're listening here. We listened to all the music. It was a nice show. It was fine. But I'm just thinking to myself, man, could really go for some of those tacos. That place is open late. And dude, the line afterwards, I had been to this place probably 6-7 times. It was the most popular place on the resort. And I go, the line after this was just everybody leaving this dinner show because they were so unsatisfied with how little food they gave you at the dinner. I'm like, why did they go cheapskies on the dinner of the show? I didn't get it. But anyway, it was a great time. Great time. Anyway, the headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. We go to the beach for a little solcito. Doral Hyundai? I don't know. I messed up. I apologize.
No, you went anyhow.
It's a big word for me, dog.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little solcito. And when we want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. The San Antonio Spurs beat the New York Knicks 115-111 at Domeka, bro. The fakest home court advantage there is in all the land. You know, you could bring all the celebrities. You could bring Fokker. You could bring, Jay-Z. You could bring everybody out there. But it's just a tourist trap. You That's all it is, dude. Nobody's intimidated playing there.
I honestly think it's harder for actual fans to get in the building. It's so expensive.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Of course. Everybody's like, oh, what's the buy-in? Oh, $5,000. Would I have to be an influencer to get in there?
Right.
To go sit in the nosebleeds? No thanks. No thanks.
How much do you think those floor seats cost?
Oh, I think they said they sold one yesterday for a milli, for a pair.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. They sold one for half a mil. And if you don't have connections, it's like you're
cooked.
You can't even get in the game for this stuff. But yep, the Knicks lose yesterday, 115-111. They're whining about the calls. Oh, we didn't get any calls. Oh, well, that's tough. Hey, you guys are up 2-0, not 2-1. You know what that makes? You know what that makes tomorrow? Don't lose.
Hey, we are familiar with this.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the Heat do it.
We did see the Heat do it. It did not go home loss, and then put it together. Then you had the three straight at home.
Right.
This no team has ever gone down 0-2 losing both road games and have come back. But people have come back from 0-2 before. It has been done.
Listen, and I would say what makes this an exception to the rule is the Spurs don't have any scar tissue. So they don't know no better.
Mm-mm.
They don't know, like, you see the way they play? Like, that they didn't play like a team that was worried that they were down 0-2.
No.
And I'm not saying they're going to win.
And they had to deal, by the way, with the Knicks, you know, taking the first punch because they got off to a good start. Knicks score 42 in the second quarter, go into halftime with the lead, and they still come back. Show some guts from the young team.
The young team, right. I would say Cat returned.
Yeah.
But he got in a little foul trouble. So
that's what he does.
Right.
He loves getting the reachy reaches in there.
But then let's think of it this way. OG took over.
OG had a great
game. So if you get a good game out of him or Cat, right, then you're doing okay. The biggest change of the game is, and I was trying to explain to the knuckleheads who were talking about the Knicks played so bad, and I say this in sports all the time. Sometimes when you play poorly, the other team had something to do with it.
Right.
And so what we found out yesterday was they only really have one ball handler, and that's Jalen Brunson. Because if you go 94 feet and guard them 94 feet, the other guys can't handle the ball. So now Jalen Brunson has the ball for 94 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time he gets across the half court, mid court, they got 15 seconds left and he's playing ISO ball. One of the things that the Knicks did so well was share the ball.
Yeah.
Everybody ate.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that now.
Run a lot of it through Towns
right.
early on.
But you don't have time for that. So who else is going to handle the ball? And I think that is the question going into game 4.
It is. It's a huge one. But if they lose that game, now all this look, it's
are you entertaining yourself over there? You're like looking, smiling. I'm like,
Brittany said hi.
Oh, okay.
I was just waving.
All right. I didn't. We didn't. Okay.
They're in their own their own little world.
I'm sorry,
right now.
I was trying to restart my computer.
We were trying to troubleshoot. Oh my gosh, can I speak? We were trying to troubleshoot.
Big word for me, dog.
Troubleshoot her computer.
Oh, he's back.
And it finally worked.
We didn't have that with Marcos.
With the buttons?
Yeah.
I missed them.
We can't just let those
minus
things.
One.
We can't let those things just go to anybody.
I'm happy they're back. Can you give us a weather update, Leroy?
I sure can.
By Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roof, roof repairs, maintenance, hurricane impact, windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
It is mostly cloudy. It kind of looks like it's going to rain at some point today.
It does. A little overcast.
It's going to rain.
Winds coming out of the, I wish I could see a plane, but it's
westerly winds.
I can't see where the winds are going.
Yo, House Dragon this week?
Huh?
Isn't House of Dragon this
week?
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to say that the winds are coming off the ocean because it's usually about, you know, this time of year. It is about 82 degrees, and I would expect some rain at some point during the day because if it looks like this early, it's only going to build from here.
There you go. He's a golfer, ladies and gentlemen. He's a golfer. By the way, Marlins, they start a series with the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight at 6:40. Max Meyer is on the hill against former Marlin, Zach Gallen. So that was your matchup today. Good little matchup there.
Amazing. Our most successful pitcher this year is
Max
on the mound.
He's been very good.
Yep.
Very good this year. And then we got the Stanley Cup Final resuming tonight. Game four between the Hurricanes and the Golden Knights.
Oh, listen.
8 o'clock.
I should have put a little chili pepper on, because I was really one of the only people saying I'm riding with Vegas.
Vegas is killing it. I mean, this has been a really weird series so far.
Well, because no lead is safe. Both teams have had substantial leads mm-hmm. and lost, and it's bonkers because two of the games went overtime, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, it could very easily be the other way.
Well, Rod Brindamore, he loves doing that. He goes, this is basically, we're up 3-0. He loves doing that. Wish him no success. I don't love Tortorella either. Yeah. I got to root for Vegas.
You just hate watching in general.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but Carolina
I'm just waiting for these series to be over because I think both the Heat and the Panthers are going to be making some moves. I'm ready to get going. Let's go.
Really? Let's get to the summertime. So you think. So,
you know Bill Zito's locked and loaded.
So I was listening this morning on the way in. And evidently, in all Giannis's efforts to play, you know, to be the good guy,
mm-hmm.
he's pissed everybody off in Milwaukee. Not the Orion. I'm talking about the organization.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have something like that,
I get that.
When you have something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they do things in spite of what you want, right? And I'm afraid, like. They're going to be petty. Look, Haslam will do anything.
Yeah, he's a crazy person.
But
he kind of did that last year. He gave Myles Garrett the money to shut up, and then Myles Garrett eventually got traded, you know?
Yeah, like that but.
It sounds like he wants this behind him. It sounds like
right.
he's the guy who came out. It's like, I want it done by the draft. There's no reason they have to have it done by the draft.
But he just wants to move on.
He wants to move on. So the one thing I'd say that appears to be going in the Heat's favor is Giannis seems like, you know, it does feel like the winds are, he's putting the pressure on it. I'm not going to sign with you, only this team. I'm not saying it's only Miami, but you're seeing a lot of the teams
that
were kind of.
We said it with Kawhi, though.
Yeah, but he's like the lone example. The guy who got really, you know, didn't get to go where he wanted to go was Dame. But Dame had like 4 years left on his deal.
Right. So a little bit of a different situation.
Which was still garbage. Dame should have gotten to go where he wants to go. Like, you don't do that to Damian Lillard.
He actually handled himself
right.
like a consummate professional. And
Cronin was still a jerk.
Right. And now he's back with him.
I know. Maybe we get crazy? Dame. We get Dame.
No, I don't.
Why not?
We don't know what
he's making like $12 million.
We don't. Is he? That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
What happened to that big old?
The stupid Bucks are paying it.
Oh, that's right. Because he got.
He's getting a double dip.
Right. Do they do like football?
No.
So he gonna make more money.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they worked out a buyout, right?
It's not a buyout. He got stretched.
Oh, so they took his money.
He gets paid instead of 60, he gets 30 over 6 years instead of.
Oh, we call that the
Bobby
Bonilla.
Yeah, he gets the Bobby Bo. But no, he gets all of it.
And so now he wins
all of it.
A hometown deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, he's rich.
But they also did it in didn't he? He did it after the year, right? After this past year. Or did they do it last year?
He signed I think he signed a 3-year deal, but I think it was maybe a 2-1. I don't know who has the option.
Okay. No, but I'm saying, did they do it and they just sat him? He didn't play.
Yeah, he just rehabbed.
Okay, so that's
he
what
he rehabbed
I'm
for $12 million last
right.
year.
Right. And the
Bucks money. So he got, I don't know, probably 50 in the whatever it was last year, but he's got more money coming. It's crazy. Anyway.
And basketball.
Good money.
Sure wish very I was rich. Taller than 6 feet.
I saw a crazy thing yesterday rumored on basketball, and I was like, that can't be true. I'll tell you about it. We got to take a break. But I was like, I saw some salary rumored out there, and I was like, this is crazy how much money they make in basketball.
Right.
Because this person should not be making that much
right.
money.
Right. That's what I'm saying about all these guys going to the table saying, max me out.
Right.
You ain't a max guy.
Take a break. Back after this. I was not planning on ziplining. It just happened.
You got the family.
You know, it was such a strange philosophy, too, because it's like, you know, my daughter really was the one who wanted to go ziplining, and by the way, ended up hating it the most.
Really?
Yeah,
that's how it works.
My son loved it, but it was such a dumb philosophy for me too. But the reason I basically ended up ziplining is because I just basically didn't want to lose my family. Because you know, you go to these parks, you put your phone in a locker, you know, like you all want to be able to communicate with one another. So you basically kind of just staying together. And then I was like, well.
If you don't zip line, you got to go all the way right. to the other side of the zip line.
Yeah,
to,
which is like basically, what am I going to do? Go through a jungle? I can't do that. So the only way to get to them is you got to zip line. So that's kind of just how it happened. I'm like, my wife and I were not planning on zip lining. I'm like, I guess we're zip lining.
Zip lining is so much fun. Like,
if you say so,
it's so much fun.
It's so fun.
Did you have to play like it was cool?
I mean, because, you know. I was trying to make the best of it. I was trying to have a positive mindset, but there were definitely times like when I went over concrete, I was like, this is stupid.
It wasn't all forest?
A lot of it was forced, but there was one where it was like,
wait, how long was the zip line?
Dude, it was long. Yeah, I've
done forest and I've done over water.
Dude,
yeah,
amazing.
Dude, listen, let me tell you something about the water one. Thankful Shmeeth and Schmolnick was not there to see it. Let's just say they didn't give your boy enough slack.
No.
Every other one was fine.
Wait, did you dip your toes in the water?
Toes? Try torso.
No!
That thing had way too much give to it.
No wonder you had a terrible experience.
Over the forest were fine.
I'm not zip lining. I'm swimming.
I'm just like, thank God the Twitch
I'm
chat
drowning.
Is not.
I'm drowning.
That's all I thought to myself. I was like, if the Twitch chat saw this right now, this would go right up there with the Udonis Haslam wall video.
Oh my gosh.
It was, oh my God,
Tobin,
it was terrible.
Man.
There was no video. Like, you know what they try and do? They try and upsell you on the video. They're like, oh, you can't bring anything. And then they're like, oh, you could get the super package. And, you know, we got the photo package. The photo package is a pretty decent deal. You get, like, all the parks. But then it was like, oh, you could get the super video. I'm like, no thanks. I'm good.
Oh, Smeethan. Tobin is the only human to get his steps in while ziplining.
I was skeptical enough it was gonna hold me up. They're like, you'll get to a point where you have to backstroke a little bit. I'm like, okay,
backstroke.
Yeah, because the last one is you zip line into a cave of water, right?
Yeah.
But you're supposed to basically get to, like, the cave. And I was well short. Like, it was like a two a deep ball. It was way short. It was way short, dude.
Oh, so you started hitting water.
Way too early, dude.
What did they do?
And backwards.
Oh, you're going backwards?
And you were backwards.
So what did they do?
I just swam.
Did you swallow water?
No, no, I didn't drown. But I was,
no, he was going backwards.
Exactly. Imagine the water going over your head.
It definitely didn't carry me like the normal person. Like, my kids were like, whoa.
Your kids were like, kids. Whoa.
It was.
I need to be there for that.
I know.
It was a footage of that one.
But it was a great.
Not fair, man.
It was a fun time. But I also thought to myself, I never have to zip line again. Like it's out of my system. It's a bucket list. I'm good.
I would go in there with numbers and a chart to try to determine whether this zip line was gonna hold my big ass up.
I was surprised the entire way.
This is
I was
what
like,
math problems are made.
When I was going over the trees, I was like, all right. And I was surprised how well that held me up. In fact, I was going too fast. I was like, this is ridiculous. And they could just slow you up. It scared the hell out of me.
So
I literally have tears going down my face. I can tell you
what the hardest part is. You got to look tough around the kids and the family.
Of course.
And but inside, your bubble.
He's like, throw them in the over here. I'm great.
I was like, jeez. Because you think like, oh, you're going to just like fly right into their. What do they have? They have like a little padded wall. That's not going to do anything.
Now, my wife thinks she can.
Did you go splat into the
No,
wall?
I didn't. No, it stops you. But like when you're doing it for the first time, because it was the first time I had ever ziplined, and I'm going. And I'm like, I'm going to hit that wall. Because I'm not slowing down. And then it just, they have this capability of just slowing down your grab, like a boom. And you're like, whoa. It's crazy. So I was flying for the most part. I was not weighing down the line until we got to the water. That one did not have enough slack.
So you, like, you zip line all around the forest.
All
so
over it's the forest.
Once you start, you're pot committed.
Dude, and they get higher and higher. You're going up like ones like a you ever go to like a lighthouse and you go up like the little spiral?
Yeah.
So you do one of those. Then you have to go up one that's like basically like what people know, like the old ramp. Well, I guess it's still there. The ramp at Hard Rock, like you're walking up to the upper deck. You have to do one of those all the way up to the top spiral. And so you're doing two gigantic ones that are long and fast. Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Oh my god.
No need to do that again.
I need to know the name of this park. That way I can go to it.
It was Explore.
Okay.
Like they take your little bus from Eschrat.
I love that place, by the way.
It was awesome.
It's a fantastic place.
It was awesome.
I know my wife thinks she could do anything. She just closes her eyes. Like, I like roller coasters, right? I love the Hulk.
Like,
the little twisty turn. It's all. I like, it was the first, like, projection, like, where you accelerate in the beginning instead of going up and down, right? Loved it. Look over, her eyes are closed the whole time, right? So, I know zip lining, she would just close her eyes. I don't know what Rebecca would do. She seems like she likes it, she would like it, but no. Mm-mm.
Tate South says, funny seeing Wile E. Coyote actually go into a mountain.
Meep, meep. Oh, man. But, yeah, so I'm not. Now, the only ride that I refused to get on was that rip rocking.
That's the one that goes up and down?
Straight up in the air.
Yeah, I'm not for that.
Yeah,
that was
fun.
Huh? I liked that one.
No, here. I have a problem with riding rides that in order to build the ride, like, it goes outside the park. Like, so when you're coming into the park, you have that ride, boom, outside and around. I'm like, no, I'm out on that one.
It's a big no for me, dog.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Dude, I would have paid any amount of money.
No, stop, because I went and I put Explore Zipline, and then I couldn't even finish the sentence, and it says weight limit.
Yeah. The weight limit was 300. I ain't there. But so I was like, all right, that's cool. I'll be fine.
So just imagine if somebody was like 290.
Yeah.
They would have been like halfway. And
that'd be very, very risky. I don't think they would let you.
I think they're just like, they don't care. Because it's like you're in the water. Like you really can't get hurt. So it's like, whatever. They just have to swim backwards. That's what the whole plan was.
Right.
It's basically you take off and then, you know, you end up twisting. And then so that's how it goes.
Oh, my goodness.
But
I would like.
It was ultimately fun, but I'm never doing it again.
Did you go into that underwater cave?
Sure did. Sure did. Went to the underwater cave. That underwater cave was awesome. The one that I went to at that bum-ass zoo, that place sucked. But the one at Explorer, awesome. The only thing we didn't do is the ATVs. Everything else we did.
Mm. Oh, you can't. What do you do? One and one? So you
get
on.
Oh, my God. I think I see the zip line in the cave.
Yeah. Yep. Telling you.
And to make it worse, listen, I'll suck it up and go through some difficult stuff that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Not backwards. Right?
So you don't like that ride in, I think, Animal Kingdom? What's it called, Brittany?
I don't do backwards rides.
Exhibition Everest?
Yeti?
Yeah.
Isn't huh? The Yeti backwards?
The Yeti one, yeah.
I don't do backwards, backwards rides.
I love that one. It's so fun.
Why? I need to see where I'm going.
Also, Hagrid's. Hagrid's in...
Harry Potter World?
Why is it doing that?
Dramatic.
Yeah.
Hey, Michelob Ultra has got a watch party coming up. You know, the biggest tournament in the world is starting this week. The Beautiful Game on the pitch, Leroy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be over at the bar in Coral Gables on Friday night. We're going to be watching USA versus Paraguay. Excited to have you guys come on out there and giving away some tickets. Our friends at Michelob Ultra are giving you a chance to win tickets to an upcoming world soccer match at Miami Stadium, where a lot of teams play, a lot of big events. Really big. So if you guys want to win some tickets to the world soccer matches that are going on down here, we'll give away a pair of tickets coming up on Friday at the bar in Coral Gables. And we can watch some soccer, and I can tell you some more ziplining stories. It'll be a great time, and look forward to seeing you all out there. We'll take a break back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Miami Dolphins have their last day of OTAs today, the last one the reporters will get to go look at in the meanwhile, as before we head off into training camp, as so they'll get some a little looky-loo, and then everybody will break until we get to the summertime. I was confused about something. I did see one thing. I don't know if you guys talked about this at all, but did you see the Dolphins like put out a list of promotions last week? Did you guys talk about that at all?
About what?
Like a lot of front office promotions and personnel promotions and all that type of stuff. And I was confused by one of them, just genuinely. So they put a bunch of names on there. And, you know, I don't know what anybody does. But then I saw that this said Brandon Shore, who's the contract guy. He's like essentially right. Kind of like their Andy Ellisford cap guru.
Mm-hmm.
Got a bit of a rough cap to look at. And they had mentioned that Brandon Shore, who's like one of the lone holdovers from the last regime, you know, he's been here, he's the money man and all that. And it said, Brandon Shore has been promoted to executive vice president of football operations, working alongside head coach Jeff Hafley and general manager John Eric Sullivan on all aspects of football administration and operations. And I just got to tell you, I'm a little confused by this.
No.
Is a general manager not below an executive vice president of football operations? So is he Sully's boss? Because I thought Sully is running the show. I'm a little
Sully's
confused
running the show.
This.
Basically, he's the money guy. So if a coach and a GM, hey, we need this player. Can we afford it? How much can we get? How can we make it work? Then that's when he comes in and he makes it all work. They all basically work together, right? And there's a chain of command, like, Sully said he makes the final call. He'll take input from everybody. The head coach and the GM have to have, you know, hey, what do you think about this guy? What do you think? We need another guy to do this or whatever. And then you bring in him to figure out.
Yeah,
can we make it work?
But here's the thing. Like, I guess that's all.
They gave him a new title, but he's still doing the same thing.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. No, maybe. But if I was made an executive vice president, I would feel like I'm the boss.
No, listen, here. I'm going to say this, and I want you to understand loud and clear. Your title in a football organization has nothing to do with what you're being asked to do. Case in point. Sometimes to get a coach off of another team, you have to make him an assistant head coach. That doesn't mean he's having conversations with the head coach and has power over everybody else.
I wouldn't think so, but when I have a title, I have a title. You know what I mean?
But the title is just to maybe they give you a couple of extra bucks.
It's a fancy
maybe they
title.
Do that. The title, no.
It's a fancier title.
Okay, you know what? I want him to go in there and act like he got power over them too. And you know what he gonna have? What title he gonna have? Zero, none.
I don't know.
Okay.
I hope you're right.
No,
you're
I'm
right.
telling you
See,
how.
See, I would have liked if they're gonna have.
I love the way I tell just, you
no,
how.
I understand what you're telling
look,
me.
Go
I'm
look at rosters.
You.
Go look at coaching rosters, and go look at. And go look at front office people.
Here's the difference.
They have titles.
Nah, but here's the difference. When you usually talk about that, you're usually talking like, hey, you made this guy associate head coach, but he's not the executive vice president head coach. Like, there's nothing. When you're a general
it's
manager.
It's a fancier name. It doesn't matter.
I don't like that it's a fancier title than
Why?
Sully. It should be, Sully should have the fanciest
he
title.
He does. No. He's got the, yeah, he's got the power and the money.
I don't know.
Really?
Made me nervous.
No.
I don't like
because him. Sully at any point in time could say to the other two, no.
He should.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
There's only one person.
Here, I'll give you a perfect example. There's coaches that have final say-so. Mm-hmm. We don't call them the GM, and they have a GM. Do we say the GM's over
the
coach? No, the coach has a
coach.
Yeah, but he's not the GM.
Doesn't matter.
He's not the player personnel guy. You have a GM and a player personnel guy, but the coach may have the final say.
If I were to just go to a Chipotle. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. How are we going to tie in the Miami Dolphins situation to a Chipotle? Hold on.
Wait, I cannot wait for this.
No, just hear me out.
Yeah.
Jennifer,
yeah.
He's
no,
not
no,
being
no.
mature about this.
No.
If I were to go to a Chipotle.
No, look at me.
I'm not.
I need to know.
Who is.
Because you know why? Because here it comes.
Who's more in charge, okay? The general manager or the executive vice president of Chipotle operations? Who sounds like they're more in charge?
The executive?
Executive vice president. And that's my confusion.
Hey, knucklehead, you know how football teams work. Everybody has a title.
What if, here's the thing.
Title doesn't mean you have the power.
Really? Then why make
there's
it?
There's some head coaches that have a GM, but they only answer to the owner. So what do you say about that? The GM... But no, the coach has the final say. So
wouldn't it suffice that the owner likes the guy that he gives him an executive vice president of football operations title? Wouldn't that surmise that he trusts his name and he knows him longer?
Why are you falling for the fancy title?
I'm not falling for the fancy.
You
title.
Are. You know what else? You know what else it means? Mm-hmm. It means that in order for somebody else to come and get him or to sign him,
wants him. The guy who was part of giving contracts to Tua and Tyreek Hill. Who is banging down the door for this guy?
His job is just to make it work. His job is not to determine who gets the money.
There's only two people who should have a fancier title right now than John Eric Sullivan, okay? One of them is Dan Marino and the other is Troy Aikman. Everybody else needs to have lower titles.
You got to include Troy Aikman.
Yeah, you got to have Troy Aikman. Everybody else who's been here, you know what they should? Their title should be? Part of the mess. Executive vice president, we're part of the mess. And why are they getting promotions? I'm just confused by that. I'm not upset about it. I'm not worried about it.
You
I'm
know
just
what?
Wondering.
Clarity.
Hey,
yeah, I want some clarity.
Here, I'm giving you clarity. And Ted said it perfectly. John Harbaugh is the head coach. They have a GM. John Harbaugh doesn't answer the GM. He only answers to the owner.
But is there an executive vice president?
Who cares? The boss is John Harbaugh.
Okay.
He wasn't taking that job without it. Like
when Chris Greer was the GM, the executive vice president was Mike Tannenbaum.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike Tannenbaum was above Chris Greer. It's just a weird hierarchy.
You're falling for the name on the card. In that organization, they know who's responsible for what.
I would hope so.
Sometimes you get a fancy name just so somebody else can't come get you. So you can't leave.
Who's coming to get him?
He, again, just looking at Brett Yormark.
Yormark.
Who has a job.
Mm-hmm. He runs the Big 12.
Right.
Yeah. The brother was.
The brother.
The brother was trying to get back in with the Canes, but it appears he's on the outs.
And remember, he's the guy we interviewed that was talking about fighting everybody.
Well, he ran Roc Nation. Like, that was right. Roc Nation Sports. That was his post-Panthers career, which was not something that left him with ideal opinions
right
down here of him. And then the Canes, strangely, were going to make him the AD. And everybody's like, what? So right?
He must know some people because he.
Well, you could tell he's a when you're in that boxing game, like you could talk it up. Those Yo-Marks could talk it up.
Right, and he's tiny.
Yeah, but he's not afraid to fight Sergey Kovalev.
That's the craziest thing.
Kovalev killed a guy in the ring, Jennifer. He says he's not afraid of him. He killed a guy in the ring. Not scared of him. Like Drago. Yep. Like Drago. But Yo-Mark was not scared of him. Crazy.
We're sitting there looking at him like you're 5'1", 120 tops.
I'm just Tobin, no shade on anybody.
Can you
getting
stop? All the stuff going on in sports. Mm-hmm. This is what
what?
This is crazy.
Like what? What's going on?
Just anything.
There's nothing going on in sports.
We got hockey tonight.
We do have hockey tonight. No, but I just saw this and I was like confused by it.
Nobody
because
you're the only person falling for the title.
I'm not falling for a title. I'm genuinely confused.
I give you clarity. You say no. I'm telling you how it works. You go no. So
can
you don't want to know.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
One day someone's gonna try when Gutlen's gonna retire, right?
Yep.
Someone's going to get that title, and they're going to try and say, because I got a title, whoever that is, right? We're going to laugh at him. But the person who gets the title doesn't feel like it's nothing. So when a guy...
But wait, here's the difference, okay? Regardless of who gets that job is to be our boss, okay? But, that's the job. There's not somebody that is underneath him that we question has more power than him.
Right. But remember when people did get titles?
Mm-hmm. And they acted.
And what did they think about it? Mm-hmm. Nobody gets a title and doesn't think that they have power. That's all I'm saying. And so
in a football organization, even though you have a title, everybody's responsibility and who you answer to is very clear.
Let me ask you something.
I'm just telling you.
Okay, but if you go to Publix, right, and I could tell you that your suborder continues to get messed up, the risotto prices are out the wazoo.
Somebody said, I'm very cool. But does Leroy not get tired of you? I'm not even yelling, dude. This is my normal voice.
Just
I don't
very
know what
passionate,
to tell
guys.
You.
If you go to Publix and I could tell you, you get a hold of two people, the GM or the executive vice president of Publix, who do you want to talk to? Exactly, dude.
No.
That's my point.
Here's what I ask.
That's my point.
No, here's what I ask. Who has the authority here? Mm.
That's what you ask?
Yes. Mm. And nobody comes to me and introduces them with their title, right? They just tell me, okay, yeah, I'm the...
All I'm wondering is, how does a guy... How does a guy who sets up more dead cap contracts... All right. Then the history of football.
Again.
Hold on. Hear me out. How does a guy like that, I want a new regime. I want new, fresh ideas. How does that guy get promoted to executive vice president of football operations? It doesn't make sense to
you
me. And what is his?
You are exhausted.
Let me ask you something.
No. Let me tell you how it works.
When Sully goes.
His responsibility is not to make those decisions.
He should be
Catboy. But to make them work.
His job should be Catboy. That should be his title. It should be that.
Okay, you go call him that.
I will.
Okay.
You're Catboy. That's what you should be.
That's what he is. Wait. What's Andy Ellsberg's title?
He is the executive vice president of basketball operations.
But what is he known for?
He's the cap guy. But he negotiates trades.
It's the same exact thing.
Because Pat Riley, but what is Pat Riley? He's the president.
Right. Everybody knows who has the power.
No, because they have a clear hierarchy.
They have a clear hierarchy here.
I don't know that they
You're taking the title and saying they don't.
I don't know that they do. I am confused on the hierarchy.
No. So who's Pat Riley for the Dolphins?
I don't know.
No, you do know.
I don't know.
You do know.
I don't know. I thought
you
it was Sully.
It's Sully.
I thought it was.
It is. It's Sully.
Then why is there a guy who has a title above him?
He doesn't have a title above
him. When I go to the media, and let me ask you something. If I go to the media guide this year, when the media guide comes out in August, and I flip through the pages, whose picture comes up first? That's going to be the tell.
Do they put him in alphabetical order?
No. They put him in you know when did they put them in? Order of title. So it's going to be Stephen Ross, it's going to be Garfinkel, and then we're going to find out.
No, it's going to be Sully.
I don't know.
Dude, you just did it with the Heat.
But the Heat, clear. President?
No.
Vice president.
Forget the title. As long as everybody knows
nope.
who has the...
Nope.
Who's the boss?
Pat Riley.
No, with the Dolphins. Who's the boss?
The boss? Stephen Ross.
Okay, and then who's next?
I would guess Garfinkel.
And then who's next?
That's a good question.
Oh, my God. Stop it. Stop it!
I wanted it to be.
I need to go.
This is why I wanted it to be Troy Aikman.
No, you're.
I was just thought we were in a harmonious place. New regime. Everybody's on the same page.
Are you serious?
And now we got old guy here with new guy, and he's working in lockstep.
It's cap like, guy.
He's cap boy. Yeah, I don't know. You know.
You call him cap boy. His title is fancier.
Until we have.
Same thing with Andy Ellsberg. Andy Ellsberg has the same exact
Andy Ellsberg has never left us in this position with dead cap.
He's not responsible for it.
But he also makes trades.
Huh?
Andy Ellsberg makes trades.
No.
He negotiates the trades.
Hold on.
That's true.
Listen to me. Andy Ellsberg does not make the trades. He makes the trades work.
No. He negotiates the trades. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm telling you, he negotiates the trades.
But that's with them. No.
Because he's Catboy. Yeah. That's why I want his title to be Executive Vice Catboy. Sully should be above him. In fact, I want to make Sully president of football operations.
Welcome back.
Why? You guys didn't talk about this at all? I found it very strange. It was the last thing that I saw before I went to airplane mode. I was like, promoted? For what? I just want to make sure we're harmonious.
Cap guy, I'm not calling him cap boy.
Okay.
Cap guy is almost like a front office guy. He's not responsible for all of that stuff.
Would hope so. I want somebody.
His job is to make the dumb decisions that the organization makes work.
Great job.
He's not told.
So what's his input this day? Hey, cap boy, what do we got? No money. Oh, okay, great.
That's an executive.
This is me if I'm solely looking at that. That's an executive vice president.
Oh, my God.
I just want to make sure everything's cool. That's all.
The only person that has a problem with this is you.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just asking questions.
You don't have a problem with it. You call the guy Catboy.
He is Catboy. Now he's an executive vice president? For what?
Fancy title doesn't mean that you're.
It doesn't mean nothing. Let me ask you something. Has anybody in the history of fancy titles ever not liked getting a fancy title? I would venture to say no.
You get a fancy title because you probably get a little more money.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
He gets more money.
You get a fancy title because here's the other thing, right? If another team wants to sign you or wants to sign you, you have to take a step up. That's the big thing in football. That's
so the only person.
There's a lot of coaches, a lot of front office people that have fancier titles because they switched teams.
Somebody wanted to get Catboy?
He might be really good at what he does. You don't know that because you don't know what his responsibilities are.
He's Catboy. No. And now I don't know if he's Sully's boss or not.
He's not Sully's boss. There is no.
Let's see who's first in the eye.
First of all, there's no way that Sully would have signed up for that and having an answer to. So if that's the case, if Sully's not the guy.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you heard him interviewed?
Who?
So, what's his name?
Shore?
Shore.
Never.
If Shore walked through this door and slapped me in the face.
I know what he looks like. He looks like Garfinkel's nephew. I was just asking questions. I was like, what do you mean he's vice president of football operations?
Can we take a break?
Yeah, we got to.